USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An Air Force fighter pilot is dead after a crash in South Carolina. The pilot was flying a routine training mission, according to officials, out of the Shaw Air Force Base last night when the F-16 crashed. The pilot has not been identified, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. Congress is looking to get to the bottom of reports that Russia was paying bounties to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Former National Security Council member and retired Army General Barry McCaffrey saying President Trump's reaction is mind-boggling to him.
Obviously, he knew about it. There's no question in my mind. And he was so keen on being subservient to Russian and Putin interests for whatever reason, trying to get them to join the G7. But he took no action.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. A typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge overturning a Trump administration asylum rule targeting Central Americans. The federal court last night upholding a challenge to the 2019 asylum restrictions that require immigrants to first claim asylum in another country. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly of Washington, D.C., ruling in favor of asylum seekers and immigrant nonprofits who'd argued that the third country asylum rule violated the Immigration and Nationality Act. The law allows anyone who makes it to the United States soil to apply for asylum. The ex-husband of a popular reality series star is under arrest. Thomas Manzo was formerly married to Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dina Manzo. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey says it was back in 2015 that Manzo hired a mobster to assault his ex-wife's current husband and then leave him with permanent scars. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in 3 states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.